My name's Jane Connery. As you mentioned, we're on Joy 94.9 and this is Broad Designs on Sunday Arts Magazine, where I talk to women who design and make sure we hear their voices loud and proud. Today my guest is Shabnam Shewan, Creative Director at the design studio Osborne Shewan, originally from Fiji and now based in New Zealand. Her work is highly awarded in the US, Germany and Australia, and it covers disciplines like branding, packaging, ad campaigns and publications. She's a big name in EdZ for combining strategy, creativity and craft, but as we all know, that won't stop us from claiming her as our own. Shabnam, welcome to Broad Designs.
Thank you for having me, Jane.
My pleasure. I'm glad you're there. We haven't lost you on the phone. Wish we could have flown you in, but thanks again for calling in. Now, I've read you were inspired by visits to the Auckland Art Gallery as a child. I think it's quite common for designers to realise a creative career in design through exposure to art, but I'm interested in how you see those connections now. So how do you distinguish the line between art and design?
Art is definitely an inspiration for us. As creatives, I think we are all drawn to different art forms, whether it's art, architecture, writing, photography. They all bring in, I guess, elements into what we do as a practice.
Yes.
And I guess we see all creative disciplines as being connected in some way. The line between art and design, I guess, maybe I think that the way I look at it is design is the intersection between art and commerce, and that's kind of where it sits.
Nice, I like that, because it's a pretty grey area, isn't it? A lot of people like to think it's pretty black and white, but it's not really that way.
It's not really that way. You know, there are some people who see themselves as artists and designers, and that is fine. It just really depends on your personal perspective.
Yes, and when people ask you what you do, how do you like to explain it? What do you call yourself?
We are a creative agency, and we practice in strategy, art direction, and design craft. And our focus is most often working on building brands.
Yes, yes. And so if people called you a graphic designer, would that sit well, or you'd like to be called a designer as such?
Graphic design, yeah, I think probably, well, it's fine. I mean, designer, graphic designer, we're just creatives,
yes,
really.
Yes.
And we work across a range of different disciplines, I guess. So just really, I mean, different parts of design. So, yeah.
Yeah, if people like...
Design does it encompass that.
Yes, yes. Design's the big bucket we can pour it all into. So you studied at Auckland Uni and have worked as a design director at the Alt Group for 10 years. Then you were design director at Saatchi & Saatchi. But you now head up your own studio in partnership with Lloyd Osborne. You've done a lot of everything and you do it all incredibly well. What was it like working with the big players and the big clients, and how did that inform what you do now?
I think we are all a combination of our past experiences, the clients that we work with, the people that you work with, really help build, I guess, my body of work. And I guess you can see, I guess, over the 20-year work history, where I've kind of come from and where I've ended up, it's, I guess, no accident where I am, because it all builds from, I guess, the really interesting clients and the really great work opportunities that I've had. So.
And what about, like, collaboration and co-design? I know you've got some real interesting thoughts on these buzzwords in the industry. How do they play into your processes?
Most of our clients come to us seeking, I guess, we offer a professional service, and we are working for our clients in the same way that I don't expect to collaborate with a lawyer, my lawyer or my accountant or any other professional services. It's the same, I guess, thing that applies with design. Clients don't come to us to co-create with us. They come to us with a brief and we deliver a service and an outcome.
Great, great. Yeah, because it is a buzzword, isn't it, this collaboration, working with clients. But often that can lead to devaluing design as a service on its own and what designers can bring to a business.
Well, most of our clients, they're designers in their own right and they understand, I guess, what we bring to it and what they bring to the project. But there's definitely a client, agency relationship.
Yes. So let's talk about some of your recent work, the Atomira Dance Company. I'm interested in what it's like working as a designer with Indigenous cultures. Tell us about that job.
Atomira is a very interesting client. Atomira Dance Company is the leading contemporary Māori dance company in New Zealand. And what we love about them is that they are always pushing the boundaries of what is expected and possible. And I think that's probably why we are able to create the work that we are for them, is that they're very progressive in the way they look at the world.
And the latest work you've done, I think it's up for awards in AGDA at the moment, the beautiful art direction. You've had some sort of feedback on how you portray the dancers. Can you talk about that?
What we're trying to do is give Atomira a contemporary view on dance and what Pacific dance looks like. We are drawing on inspiration from, classical dance photography. We are actually creating something new, and we're working with the photographer, with the dancers, with the choreographer to actually come to a point where we have something unique to them.
I know work...
Which is actually a lot harder than it looks.
I can imagine. I've spoken to a lot of dancers who, with Australian Indigenous cultures, have a lot of trouble translating Indigenous sort of iconography into their work. There are strict rules with different languages, different peoples, about what you can and can't do. And that wasn't the case with this project?
I think we actually started off in a really good place with Atomira. Moss Patterson, the artistic director at Atomira, probably describes it best when he says that we look for the similarities, not the differences. And I think that's a really good place to start. In some ways, Atomira is leading the way in how they approach working with other cultures. And when we work with them, we did the type design for Atomira and typography, and we used the term mythologies woven in movement. And I think that's a really good place for us to start with. And we use the words contemporary, Māori and dance to create the work that we do. And everything, we combine visual and written language together, and we are trying to create a sense of movement with that, weaving together letters and forms to create one piece of communication.
It really is beautiful. That's the tough thing about talking about design on the radio. We can't see any of it, but everyone has to Google it. Yes. And have a look. It's beautiful. You're talking about type and lettering in this job. It's one part of graphic design that only the geeks really get, but you've incorporated type design into some very beautiful work. Which is your favourite kind of case study that you've used type in?
We don't really have a favourite, but we have actually done a lot of type design in our work, and we do that because sometimes it's required. In the case of Karen Walker, the fashion label, we created the lettering because it actually needed to be a specific weight. It needed to have a form that carried the values of the brand. And we were hugely influenced by the lettering that we saw when we were travelling in Europe, and the old, looking at the old signage, there were letters. Each letter was beautiful, and it wasn't a typeface, it wasn't typed out, it wasn't all perfect, but it had character. And we felt like Karen Walker, the brand, needed to have some of that feel where there was an individual quality to each letter, and that's what we brought to the project. The other reason for doing something customised is also there's a technical element to what we did there. There's a craft element. The letters, they are used on clothing. They're woven. They're foiled. They are. It's embossed, debossed. It's also made into signage. So you really need to have the technical ability to do a project like that, to know that it's going to work on everything.
And that's a big part of your work. You're understanding production and the technical side of design. You've recently developed packaging for the O2, the world's most brereathable air mask. Can you tell us about sustainability and the design of that concept?
Well, the mask is designed by Marcel Wonders, and in his words, simply put, I guess, the mask itself is extremely breathable, it's ergonomic and sustainable, it's made from premium New Zealand wool, and it really is important that it doesn't add to the problem it's trying to solve, which is actually pollution. And the packaging really follows on from those, from that thought. It's really just part of one big ecosystem. So we're trying to make something that is clear in its messaging. It's not overpackaged. It's simple. It tells you everything you need to know about the product in a very simple way.
And it's literally clear, isn't it? You see straight through it.
But I think that's probably the best thing. Maybe what you can do with design is that you can distill complex concept into simple truths, because there needs to be a truth behind it for it to work.
Yes. And people just dismiss packaging, don't even think about it. They open a product and throw away layer after layer and don't realise it's not the product that we have to think about sustainably. It's what it's sitting in. And, your design for this is beautifully designed, as well as addressing those sustainable issues. It's great. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the design work you're doing and the sort of thinking and strategy behind it?
I guess every piece of work that we do, whether it's in with any business that we work with, whether it's fashion or the business sector or cultural, it actually uses a similar process where we work through strategy, and which is the design thinking part of it, and then we work through the art direction and then to design craft to actually get to a solution. It's thoughtful design. We try and make sure that we give the client a solution that will work for them effectively. That's what we're working towards, and what it visually looks like is the result of that thought process. So it's not a case of, for us, it's not the case of actually choosing what is on trend right now. We are working very hard to make sure that we do something specific for our client, something that will surprise and delight them as well.
As I said, it's something everyone has to Google and look at this work as well. It's just stunning, and the thinking is so evident in the simplicity of your work. It's great. But thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Chabnam. You're an inspiration because of your commitment to the craft, your rock solid concepts, and the emotional core of your design projects. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you talk to us again sometime soon.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, David and Brendan and Neil too, for sharing your show with me. This is Jane on 94.9.